And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is High Tech, High Touch. Each of my guests is discussing a subject matter that is either high tech or requires a highly personal connection. My next guest is a former NBA basketball great who brings his high touch approach to helping college-age kids prepare for life. He's the director of College Success Foundation and author of the new book, Standing Above the Crowd. We'll discuss executing a game plan to become the best you can be. If you want to talk to basketball great or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. James Donaldson is, as I said, a retired basketball player who played 14 seasons in the National Basketball Association. He is a 7'2" center. He started at Lutheran Burbank High School and then migrated up to Washington State University in the late 1970s before being drafted by the Seattle Supersonics in 1979. He spent his first professional season abroad in the Italian League and then came back and played three seasons with Seattle. He played with San Diego, who later became the Los Angeles Clippers, the Dallas Mavericks, the New York Knicks, and the Utah Jazz. During the 1984-85 NBA season, he led the league in field goal percentage, a cool 63.7%, which is still one of the 10 highest scored percentages in all of NBA history. In the early 1990s, injuries forced James out of the NBA. He had accumulated by that point 8,203 career points, 7,492 rebounds, and 1,267 blocks. Upon retiring, James returned to the Seattle area where he runs a physical therapy business. He's also a motivational speaker. And in 2010, James joined the College Success Foundation as the director of the Tacoma College Success Foundation. Welcome to the show, James. How are you today?
Good morning, Bill. I'm just fantastic, and thank you for a great introduction. How are you doing today?
I am doing great, and thank you for being our guest on the show. I mean, it's amazing. So first, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about your basketball career, and I'm going to take you all the way back to the high school years. When did you first realize that you were a special basketball player?
Well, it wasn't in high school. I mean, back in high school, I was fortunate enough to have what I consider one of my earliest and most favorite mentors come into my life, and that was my high school basketball coach, Chuck Calhoun. Now, I talk about a lot of mentors in my life in the book, Standing Above the Crowd, and, of course, my first and foremost is my dad, who raised me and along with my mom, of course, and the family in a very solid household. But once I got to high school, athletics was really one of the last things I was thinking about. Unlike most kids, I mean, I didn't play a lot of sports growing up, and so I didn't really feel comfortable or confident that I could be extra special or any good at it even. And so I was reluctant, kind of shy to even try it out, afraid of failure, I guess maybe even afraid of success in some regard. And so it was a special mentor like Coach Calhoun who came alongside me during my junior year and asked me if I would at least start trying the game. You know, he saw this tremendous potential in me way before I saw it. And he coaxed me into coming out, trying the game in my junior year, at least practicing. He promised me I wouldn't have to play, wouldn't have to dress up, wouldn't have to make the team, wouldn't have to do anything, just start practicing the game of basketball.
Wow.
And it wasn't until my senior year that I actually played my first official basketball game as a senior in high school in Luther Burbank High School in Sacramento.
Wow. And so in just 1 year of playing, you were recruited by a Pac-10 team, Washington State. And what was it like moving into college basketball, particularly if you didn't have a real strong frame of reference from high school basketball?
I really didn't. It was really based on potential. And this is one of the things I really emphasize in the book is the fact that our young folks all around us throughout society, throughout our communities, have tremendous potential locked up inside of them. And some of it's locked under layer after layer after layer of insecurities, of uncertainties, of self-esteem issues, of family lives that are not working well, of feeling disjointed and not associated with anything positive in their lives. And so potential is locked away inside all of us. And so my opportunity to go to Washington State University was really based on potential that my next mentor in my life at that time, Coach George Raveling at Washington State University,
sure,
saw inside of me and said, hey, you know, James is not a good basketball player at this point, but he could be if he really worked at it. And so he gave me the opportunity to go to school. I had good enough grades. I was always pretty strong in my academics, which is one of my passions.
Good.
And so I received an athletic scholarship on to Washington State University. And my main goal really was to go to college and to graduate from college. And who knew about the NBA? I wasn't thinking about it at that time.
Amazing. I mean, it really is. Now, you blossomed under Ravling. You played in the Pac-10, which at that time was particularly a competitive conference. What was it like playing college basketball in the Pac-10? Who were some of your big rivals? What were one or two really memorable moments playing in the Pac-10?
Well, I was coming in that era where the great John Wooden teams and Bill Walton teams from UCLA were just kind of at the end of their long dominant streak. And so UCLA, USC was still pretty strong. Oregon State had very good teams. University of Washington, a year or two into my stay at Washington State, Arizona State came in to make it the Pac-10. So I really didn't play much my first couple of years. Coach Ravling took me aside. He said, hey, you know, we've got a pretty strong team without you, so I want you to work on your game and just really, you know, hit the weight room, hit the gymnasium after school's over and after your homework is done and on the weekends. And that's what I really did my first couple of years. I'd get in there during the mop-up times. You know, you'd be up by 25, down by 25 with 43 seconds left in the game, and coach would throw me in there and run up and down the court and get a little cheer from the crowd. Really embarrassing, you know, the first couple of years, but I knew I didn't belong at that point. But along came my junior and senior year, and I really blossomed into a bona fide student-athlete and was one of the stronger players in the Pac-10 at the time. And that's when, I guess, the potential and the promise of a potential and possible NBA career started shining through.
All right, we're talking to James Donaldson, who is a former NBA great and author of the new book, Standing Above the Crowd. And, James, I like what you just said about student-athlete, really becoming a student-athlete. We lose sight of the fact that the students that play the sports, especially the televised sports that we see, basketball, football, and so forth, have to straddle both of those worlds, the athletic world and the academic world. So you made the transition from college then, and you went to the NBA, where you had another great mentor. Tell us about that transition from college to the NBA.
Again, another in the long line of succession of mentors for me was Coach Lenny Wilkins. And it almost seemed, you know, like karma in a way, that these men in my life, starting with my dad, to Coach Calhoun, to George Ravling, to Lenny Wilkins, almost just had a baton and he just kept handing me off to the next one and saying, okay, now it's your turn to work with him. And I really treasured that. I didn't know how fortunate I was, and I wish more young people would have those kind of things throughout their developmental years of great people and mentors in their lives. Lenny Wilkins, you know, I was fortunate to be drafted by the then world champion Seattle Supersonics back in 1979. They had a full roster of championship caliber players. There really wasn't any room at the end for a rookie, still wet behind the ear kind of guy like me. So I had to take the long route. I took the detour and played in Italy in the Italian Professional League for my very first year in 79 and 80. And then I came back and made the roster with the Seattle Supersonics. And so sometimes success isn't immediate. Sometimes you have to take a detour. You have to be patient. You have to be persistent. And those who hang in there are the ones that eventually win the game, not necessarily the swiftest or the strongest.
And those are the kinds of life lessons that you learn in the book, Standing Above the Crowd. We're talking to the author of the book, James Donaldson, former NBA great. And now, James, you had a successful career in the NBA, but then you made one other transition in your life, and that was the transition from NBA star to successful businessman and motivational speaker. Talk to me about that transition, because there the role models aren't perhaps as well known as Lenny Wilkins or George Ravling.
Right, exactly. The lesson that I learned in that, I mean, I was fortunate to have a 20-year professional basketball career, which is really pretty unheard of, but my goal when I was a 20-year-old rookie was to play until I was 40, and I ended up playing until I was 42. So 20 years I was a professional athlete, and midway through that career, though, right about the 10-year mark, I had a real devastating knee injury that ruptured patella tendon in my right knee. At that time, it was such a severe injury that the prognosis was real bleak, and no one knew if I could come back and play. I was 32 years old at the time. I had a college degree from Washington State. I had other skills that I could fall back on, but my passion really was my career, my basketball career, which I wanted to excel at. And remember, I wanted to play until I was 40.
Right.
So I was, during that adverse time, that traumatic time in my life, flat on my back for about 6 months to 8 months, going through physical therapy 5 days a week. I was surrounded by these wonderful physical therapists and athletic trainers and nutritionalists and massage therapists and martial arts trainers. They just really helped me craft a whole new perspective on what it would take, one, to get back together again as an athlete, especially an NBA-level athlete, and two, what I could possibly do with my life if, in fact, I couldn't play basketball again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I call my little epiphany of a light bulb moment where I said, I got it. Okay, if I can't play anymore, I want to go out and create these fantastic physical therapy rehab clinics that people like me in my situation can come to, be surrounded by these great professionals to put them back together again and regain that high level of being, you know, functional and the performances that they used to have. And so that's where my inspiration for starting the Donaldson Clinic 21 years ago came about, and we're still going strong with our Donaldson Clinic up here in the Seattle area.
Wow, that is great, and it's a great story. We're talking to James Donaldson, former NBA basketball player. Now you're out on the speaking circuit. You've got the new book, Standing Above the Crowd. What message are you bringing to college-age students right now, the message that they need to hear in your book, Standing Above the Crowd?
Well, I want our students to realize it's not enough to say that I went to such and such a college. I want them to be able to say I graduated from such and such a college. So when I went to Washington State, I didn't want to, after all said and done, say I went to Washington State and then have little to show for it, like a lot of our student athletes especially end up doing. I wanted to be able to say I graduated from Washington State. So student athletes in particular, they have a wonderful opportunity in their hands, an opportunity for many of them the very first time in their lives and the first time in their family's lives to have someone move on to a higher institution of learning, a college, university. And so when they have to take advantage of that, you know, the chances of any of them moving on to professional ranks are very slim, probably less than 5% in football, baseball, basketball, the revenue-generating sports. So make sure you get your degree. Make sure you study. Make sure you keep broadening your horizons and widening your perspectives, honing in on additional skills and developing a backup plan just in case you can't make it to the professional ranks. You have a tremendous amount of opportunities still in front of you.
A powerful message. We're talking to James Donaldson, former NBA great, author of the book, Standing Above the Crowd, Execute Your Game Plan to Become the Best That You Can Be. And a recurring theme in the book, James, is the role that coaches and mentors have played in your life. So I'm going to ask you a poignant personal question. To whom are you most grateful in your life? And do you have a chance to tell that person how grateful you were?
Well, you know, my book is dedicated to my 84-year-old father, and I called him last night. Now, he, like most 80-year-olds, he's not really internet technology, technological
right.
savvy or anything, but I walked him through the steps. I said, here's your website address, here's your call-in number. So my dad, for one, who the book is dedicated to, James Sr., I'm James Jr., and so he has been with me throughout my life. He's been with the family throughout all of our lives. He's one of those rare men that chose to stay with the family. And this is a huge crisis in our African-American families where most of the men are missing. And most of our young people are growing up without a father figure, without a positive male role model. So I give kudos to my dad. Another great friend and relative is on the phone line also, Charles Hall down in Southern California, almost 80 years old again. Tremendous, tremendous mentors. And so we have to get our young people to surround themselves with tremendous and positive and influential people in their lives, no matter what race, creed, color, gender they are from. As long as they're positive and they can give some good input and guidance and help with making decisions, that's what we need.
I agree. Amen to that. We're talking to James Donaldson. James, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Standing Above the Crowd?
Well, I want us all to realize that we all have leadership capabilities within us. Whether you're leading right in your family home by being a positive role model and having a good attitude about life, whether you're leading on your school bus back and forth to grade school or middle school or high school, you can be a leader right there. Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Boys Clubs, Girls Clubs, I mean, all these places people can plug in and show some leadership capabilities. I talk about at a chapter in the book there where my dad was going off to additional training. He was an Air Force person for about 20 years. And he went off to training back in Indianapolis for a couple of weeks. And I was about 10 years old at the time. And I remember him, you know, leaning over and telling me, you know, you're going to be the man of the house while I'm gone. Now, you know, to imagine what kind of self-confidence or confidence that puts into a young person, when you put that kind of responsibility on them and that kind of confidence in them, that you have confidence they can be a leader while they're away. You're going to take care of things and help things out. Well, we need to continue showing that to our young folks. And so we can all be a leader in every sphere of influence that we're in from time to time. And I think we should step forward and rise up to that challenge and that occasion.
Well, James, you have been a leader throughout your career. We have been talking to James Donaldson, author of the book Standing Above the Crowd and former NBA basketball great. James, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, you can go to standingabovethecrowd.com. You can order your book right through there. I personally autograph each and every one of them and ship them out to people within a week or two. And so there's plenty of information on the website about myself, about the book. I keep articles posted up there of different things that I'm involved with in the communities. So keep standingabovethecrowd.com on one of your bookmarks and go to it frequently.
Standingabovethecrowd.com. It's a great book. James, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy. All the best to you, too, and all the best to all the listeners today.
And to you, James. Take care. Have a good weekend.